This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, complete change of tack. Okay, they spelt your name wrong, Bill. It's like...
They've added a U where it shouldn't be.
Like a cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Calder. next... Bill puts together QTV, which is on Bent TV. On a Friday night, 9:30 to 10:30.
It is Friday night, 9:30. It's 9:30 to 10, followed by Bent TV on Channel 31, which is actually dial 44 on your remote.
It is. And I love, you know, every now and then, I mean, I do watch it, but every now and then I switch over and I go, oh, my God, there's that Saturday Magazine interview, or there's, you know, I see Paul and Tess doing the intro to a piece. I think it's great, Bill, what you're doing there. And, you know, there's a new season of QTV coming up. What are you going to cover in that?
Yeah, well, look, it'll be this our second season coming up, and it'll be a similar magazine format that we've done with all your favourites, the SatMag segment, the profiles, the history, and the out and about. But it is a little bit different this time. The out and about's actually an out and about in Asia, so... We've got our kind of Spotlight on Asia series that with our huge budget managed to spend.
I was just going to ask, the first class flights to Asia?
All around,
first class accommodation throughout Asia, I'm assuming, or was it just keyboard? Let's not give away too many secrets.
Yeah, no, but I did take some time and travelled in around and collected bits and pieces in my travels, some of which I've... film myself when I was able to be there and in the right spot at the right time, but also meeting people who've made film and had footage that they've kindly given to us to put together this series.
So in terms of the Asia focus, is it a multi-episode series, or is it just going to be a highlights package in one episode?
It'll be 10 episodes. As I say, there'll be segments within all the old favourites of QTV, but 10 episodes covering quite a spread of Asia, we've got the wonderful Thailand, that's sort of eternal liberalism, I like to think of it. We then look at Northern Asia. We've got coverage of China and Taiwan Japan, which is interesting. I mean, one thing that's really interesting about Asia is the changes that are happening there. There's really positive changes in the sort of Northern Asia, China and Taiwan type area, and yet that's counterbalanced by really negative changes that are happening closer to home in Malaysia and Indonesia.
Would it be true to say that in the past it was a bit more precarious to travel to parts of Asia as a member of the GLBTIQ community?
I'm not sure. Look, one of the really interesting things about Asia is it is very different from Western society. It's gay issues, if you like, are more just not talked about traditionally in lots of parts.
So more of an
parts.
Invisible
It's more of an invisible thing. It's the kind of overt violence that we've faced, say, from the Western experience is different. And it's really interesting, one of the places I went to was Shanghai, that had its Shanghai Pride, and talking to them there, they really spell that out, that difference, that the sort of issues they're confronting are, as you say, ones of invisibility, not ones of violence. So there's some strikingly different things that happen between Western culture and Asian culture. But there's some strikingly different things that are happening across each of those countries. It's not sort of a monolithic block by any means.
So am I right in thinking that the series is going to cover things like, you know, certain political aspects of Asian countries, but also a bit of a travel log, you know, places to go, things to do sort of thing?
Yep. There's kind of a spread. There is, as you say, issues-based ones. So amongst those, we look at the Taiwan equal marriage changes.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, amazing. Lovely story.
I mean, beautiful, but extraordinary. Yeah.
A bit out of nowhere, but yeah. So, look, I talked to the people there who are keenly involved in that, and they've generously given lots of footage of the whole process that they went through with demonstrations, with referendum, with ultimately getting it passed by Parliament, and then we have some wonderful footage of people getting married, which is quite beautiful too. So it's a really nice piece, and that's actually the piece that's showing this Friday. So it's a beautiful piece. Some of the other issues, though, you know, there are negative issues. Like I went to a mosque in Yogyakarta in Indonesia, where that was set up specifically for trannies, but with the kind of whole backlash that's been going on in Indonesia, even though it's legal to be gay, nonetheless, there's a whole movement, which is a religious fundamentalist movement, attacking GLBT and shutting down everything that's GLBT. And they shut down this mosque, but they fought back. They rallied support. They reopened, standing firm. You know, it's a great story too of resilience and refusing to cower and be beaten. But those two stories are really interesting because they kind of reflect the almost polar opposites of what's happening in different parts of Asia, where there is this progress happening. But there's also regression happening as well in other parts.
So it sounds like the appeal of the show is that, you know, if you're thinking of going to Asia, it's going to be useful. If you're just interested in hearing about Asia, it's also going to be useful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's great, I think, to think about the gay world beyond sort of our immediate world. And there are parallels, obviously, but there are differences too. It's kind of infinitely fascinating, I think, really.
So how many episodes, features are there, Bill?
We have 10.
10?
But they're not all serious, by the way. There's some of them are just sort of pride events. Pride events, which is... this is an interesting thing. I mean, the whole Pride March thing is very much a kind of out-of-America thing that we've adopted here, and it's been adopted around the world, really. But each Pride event, if you like, in Asia, is done quite differently. Singapore, for instance, is banned from public demonstrations, but they've got a license to meet in a park. And so they've done a pink dot day.
Right, yeah.
That started with, you know, a couple of pink dots. You know, people dress up in pink. And it's grown and grown over the years. They've got beautiful footage, aerial footage of themselves, you know, this massive pink dot that has taken over the entire park. So there are different reflections of those events.
So, Bill, remind us how we can catch QTV on our dials.
Yes, on your dial. It's a free-to-air TV, 9:30 Friday night. Channel 31 that has migrated to 44. So on your remote, press 44. Maybe, I'm not sure. I don't understand the story, but... Press 44 on your remote, 9:30 Friday, and you will get it. Or go onto YouTube, search QTV Melbourne on YouTube. You can see all the back episodes there, and as they come on, you can see them as well, the new ones.
Great.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing this and getting into a second season. That's great to see. Keep it up.
We will.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.